Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Brian DiArdo. Brian, good afternoon. And if I forget, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yes. It might be a miserable Monday, but still, I'm sure, things to be thankful for.
No doubt. Hey, we're here to talk about football in a free society, so I'm cool with that. But the Ravens, they sit at 7-8 while Harbaugh, he stinks. Lamar's injury prone. Defense, no pass rush. Offensive line is what it is. We can sit here and make excuses, reasons, whatever. But as we sit at 7-8, is it time to face the harsh reality, Brian, that the Ravens are, they are who they are? Just average team right now, slightly below average.
Yeah, but that's basically everybody in the North this year, right? I mean, look at the Bengals at 5-10, but they arguably have the best quarterback in the division, right? And the best receiving core, and they're 5-10. The Steelers are hot right now, 3 in a row. But since 2017, they've only won in Cleveland one time. And they've really struggled there, specifically on offense, in recent years. So if you're a Ravens fan, yes, you're flawed. We've known that all year. The pass rush isn't getting home, Lamar and his health and everything. But if they can just beat Green Bay, there's certainly more than a puncher's chance that Week 18 game will still mean something. But as we all know, the million-dollar question is Lamar Jackson and his back and whether or not he can stay healthy. That's going to be the million-dollar question, obviously, in Green Bay, and if they can win that game and moving forward.
What did you think, Harb's comments about not putting Derrick Henry – back into the game on the drive that they needed to kill clock because they were still leading and Henry had just, ate them up on the drive before?
I don't understand it whatsoever. And I've never really understood, unless there's an injury that we don't know about, which can certainly be possible. I mean, I've watched a lot of Ravens games. He takes so much punishment. And obviously, we know he dishes it out as well. But he runs so upright that he does take a lot of hits. And so you do wonder if Harbaugh's protecting him. That to me is the only thing I can think of, because his tangible responses make no sense to what you just said. He just said they didn't give him the ball, I believe, after his second
after
touchdown.
After the touchdown, yeah. They did
right.
Not.
Right. So makes no sense to me. My thought is he's banged up, and that was John protecting his guy. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of people and a lot of other don't want to hear that. Now, Brian, let me ask you this. Could you ever see, after this season, let's say they lose to the Packers or whatever, that Harbs and Bisciotti decide a mutual split?
I don't see it, just because I think that Harbaugh, like Mike Tomlin, are lifers, and I don't see him wanting to leave. So it would have to be the GM making that decision. But I don't see it because of the fact that, and it's kind of ironic, I just mentioned the Steelers. The irony is the Ravens have had more losing seasons in recent years than Pittsburgh, but they've also had more playoff success, right? So which one would you rather have? Would you rather have the consistent sustained success of the Steelers, but no playoff wins in 9 years? Or would you rather have Baltimore, where every 4 or 5 years you stub your toe, you have one of these seasons, but you still, I believe, have a higher upside with Lamar Jackson? I don't think it's time for that yet. I think this is one of those years where things didn't go your way. I think that the Green draft so far hasn't obviously worked out, but this was a bad year for pass rushers. They potentially reached there. But no, I don't think so. On paper, and I remember talking to you guys in the summer, this was a team that had legit Super Bowl aspirations, and we all thought that was where they were going. I think the injury to Lamar made them susceptible to the other things, and obviously other parts of their roster didn't work out, but I don't think so. I still think that if I'm the Ravens, this is the best course of action, unless there's a guy out there that you really want to hire. But I wouldn't break up just for the sake of breaking up.
Now, who's the best team in the AFC?
It depends on the day. I mean, I don't want it. I've been so down on Jacksonville. I've been so reluctant to go with them just because I don't trust them at all. I mean, they force a lot of turnovers like the Bears do. But, I mean, they just beat the best some people thought was the best team. I keep going back to Buffalo, even though they just kind of laid somewhat of an egg in Cleveland. And, again, I don't like teams that are so reliant on their quarterback, like the Ravens and like the Bills with Josh Allen. But I think if Allen is healthy, that still, I think, is the best team. If they're healthy, and I know they've dealt with injuries on both sides of the ball, just like everybody this time of year, but they're the most consistent team, and they have that good running game. They've got a solid defense. There's really no dominant defense in the AFC. There really isn't. So I think top to bottom, they're the best team, but there really is not a great team in the AFC. I mean, if you had to twist my arm right now, I would say maybe the best three teams in the league are all in the NFC.
Yeah, who's the best team in the NFC West?
I think they just lost. I think the Rams are the best. They just let Seattle off the brakes at the end of that game, and there's a lot of crazy things that happened. But I still like Matthew Stafford. I still like that team a lot. And I think if they have Devontae Adams, that's a different story. I think the biggest thing that we all forget from watching that game was that they didn't have Devontae Adams, which he is a total stud in the red zone. He doesn't have a lot of catches this year, but he is the best red zone receiver in the league. So, no, it's my money's still on the Rams. I think Seattle's the third best team, even though they're second in the league in scoring and points allowed. I'm just not sold on them yet for whatever reason.
Now, do you anticipate a lot of coaching changes, 2 weeks from today?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm in Ohio. I wonder about the two Ohio teams, Stefanski and Zach Taylor. I think they're both going to stay, but I think the one thing, I think there's a few that we know. I think we know Arizona, and they're going to, Gannon, that's done. I think that's for sure going to be a firing. And then Pete Carroll in Vegas, I mean, I know his pedigree, borderline Hall of Fame career, I just think it's been so bad for them. I think those two for sure. Mike McDaniel, I know people have reported that he's safe. I don't know if I buy that. How bad they played yesterday, and they basically gave up on Tua, which is kind of admitting a failure there. And then obviously the Ohio ones. But I think two for sure, but it could be as many as six.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian, we wrap up week 16 with the Colts taking on Old Man Rivers. Yeah, I broke that one out. But let's look at the NFC South. Carolina's a game up on Tampa. How in the hell is this thing going to play out when it's all said and done with only 2 weeks left?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Man, I'm going to go with Carolina. I mean, I keep wanting to give Tampa Bay the benefit of the doubt, but it's kind of what you said about the Ravens, right? At some point, you just have to acknowledge who you are, and they're a team that's fading fast, and you just wonder, you know, they had guys playing different positions on the offensive line to start the year. You just wonder if all those injuries are starting to pile up. And Todd Bowles, that's another coach that you wonder could be on the hot seat. Here's the funny thing. I think the best team in that division has been out of the playoffs for a while, and that's the Falcons. I think with Kirk Cousins, they have really found their groove lately. They had a nice win last Thursday night. They won again this past weekend over the Cardinals. That team is a team on the rise, but it won't matter. But I do think Carolina's going to win it. Canales isn't getting any love for Coach of the Year, but I do think he should start getting some hub.
Yeah, every team in that division has a negative point differential heading into the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Brian, I always appreciate the time. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you before the playoffs here.
Sounds great. Likewise.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian DiArdo, everybody. We'll come back. Take a trip to the Pothouse with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And coming up later on tonight, you got Monday Night Football, Colts and 49ers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.